everyone.
Sam Brief here with a fresh Shy State pod. And today, as basketball season approaches, I've got Janaya Newell, senior guard on the Chicago State women's basketball team. And she's in her second season, came over as a transfer from Kaskaskia College down in Centralia, Illinois. And she's homegrown. She's from Danville, Illinois, two-time state champ at Schlarman Academy, and came over to Chicago State last year. So now, in the new era, under head coach Andrea Williams, Janaya, she's going to be one of the senior leaders for this team that starts in just a couple weeks. So Janaya Newell, someone with a really awesome attitude, a very interesting major that we dive into, and a whole lot more with this senior guard. But before Janaya, I want to remind you that our partners at BSN Sports are the largest providers of team sports equipment and apparel in the country, and they'd like to thank all the coaches out there who truly are the heart of the game. While BSN Sports is the best at equipping athletes, coaches are the best at equipping lives, and that's the real final score. So learn more about how BSN Sports can save you time off the field by giving you more time to impact lives on it. Call your local BSN Sports sales pro or visit bsnsports.com today. And now, Janaya Newell. What's up, Janaya?
What's up, Sam? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
All right, it's the life of a student athlete. You're with me on the pod, and then you're off to class. Mm-hmm. What class?
Criminal justice course.
And that's your major?
Yes.
Tell me why.
I love helping people, really. I mean, if criminal justice doesn't work out, then I will most definitely be in the coaching field. I love to help out. I love to get back to the community, and I want everybody to feel safe around me.
You want everyone to feel safe around you, yes. So it sounds like you're majoring in the right thing.
Yes.
Criminal justice, that can take you to a lot of different places.
Yes.
Where do you want it to take you?
At first, I did want to be a police officer. And I'm like, well, that's a dangerous job, and, you know, it's a lot going on with that. But so now I really want to go into being a probation officer. So, yeah, I think it's less dangerous, and I'm still helping the people out, and I'm still trying to set them on the right track. So, yeah.
Where does that come from for you, the urge to help people? Like, that's really noble. I mean, I chose a career path that I think helps people, but not quite as directly as a probation officer.
I mean, I don't know. Giving back to people, that's something, because I always wish I had people that could help me out more. So I want to give back to people that's less fortunate, that's in trouble a lot, but want to put their life on the right track. So I think that's important. I think everybody deserves a second chance. So just helping them out, letting them know that, hey, I got your back no matter what. I think that's important.
Do you have family that has done that?
Yeah.
So what was the inspiration?
I watch a lot of crime shows also. Yeah,
ooh.
I do. I watch Law & Order, Criminal Minds, Chicago PD. It's very interesting because I know, like, half of the stuff they do is not actual real life. So it's like, wow, like, just them helping people out, seeing their character, you know. A lot of that stuff, believe it or not, even though they're actors, they still have that helping in real life. So, yeah, I just really want to help people out.
What's your favorite of those shows?
Law & Order, SVU.
Yeah? SVU.
I love Olivia Benson, like, top tier. Yeah.
Okay, but SVU is kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies sometimes.
I know, I understand that. Criminal Minds really scares me. Criminal Minds, for sure. But Law & Order, SVU, like, Olivia Benson, she does her job well.
Yeah, maybe soon you'll be a real-life Olivia Benson,
maybe,
right?
Maybe so, maybe.
All right, Janaya, so that's awesome, your career path that you want to take, help people, really inspirational, and now you're a baller,
mm-hmm.
right? Student, athlete, the other half of it is athlete. And mm-hmm. I'm curious how you see last season for you in hindsight, both highs, lows, your junior season. What comes to mind when you think back to it?
It was challenging for me, you know, coming into this program. I came from junior college, and it really opened up my eyes. Like, if you want to be one of the best, you have to work. And working hard, it would speak for itself. I mean, some games, it was very challenging for me. I was also dealing with the weight, trying to lose a lot of weight. So, yeah. But now I feel completely like a different person. I feel well. I feel healthy. I'm very confident about this season. And last year, it was just a trial. That's all. And I'm ready now.
What was the toughest moment for you?
I would say trying to knock off the weight. Like, I felt like I wasn't myself. I gained maybe 10 pounds, 10 to 15 pounds, and I wasn't playing my best with that. So I had to lose it, get back to my normal self, and get ready.
When you say you gained 10 or 15, was that over the off season coming in or during the season?
It was during the off season. The COVID year, everybody, it was really challenging for everybody. But I, some reason, I could not knock down that weight that I had gained from COVID. So once I got here, I made a pact with myself. I'm going to do this, and this is what's going to get done. And I'm here now, and my weight is lost.
Describe for me the moment of saying, you know what? No more messing around. Like, I'm knocking this off. I'm doing it now.
It was challenging, like, painful. Like, I saw myself, and I'm looking through these pictures. And I'm like, this is not me. Like, and a lot of people were like, you're fine. It's okay. It's like, no, you know yourself. So I wasn't, like, my feet was hurting. I was running. I felt out of whack. But it was definitely, like, a looking in the mirror moment.
Good for you. Really. What was the process like? How did you knock it off?
I like to eat out a lot. So I like to eat Popeyes. So I cut down with Popeyes. I cut down with eating out a lot. I ran, did extra stuff, extra conditioning whenever I could. It was just really like watching what I eat and how my conditioning went.
And now do you feel like you're at a stable place where your lifestyle's working for what you need?
Sam, I feel so much better.
Really? Like, you look great.
Like, I feel so much better. Like, I'm happy about it. Like, I feel like the urge to want to play. Like, I'm confident. I feel better. I feel healthy, you know, with my asthma and everything. I feel better overall as a person.
Janaya, that's awesome. I see the glow in your eye. Thank right? you. I see the twinkle.
Thank you.
Ready to roll. You mentioned your asthma. A lot of people struggle with asthma. I have mm-hmm. close family members who struggle, and it's not easy as a person just going through a normal mm-hmm. life. It's even harder when you're a Division I athlete.
Right, yeah.
How does that affect you?
Really, I take it a day by day. Like, I take my some days I feel so great, and then some days it's just like my chest tightens up, and I try to, you know, relax, take deep breaths. I take my inhaler every morning. I take one before. I actually have two inhalers. So I take one every day, and then I take another inhaler before I practice. So it's like, it's, you really have to keep up with yourself if you want to feel good. So, I mean, it's very challenging at times, and sometimes you don't know how you're going to feel at all.
How understanding have coaches, teammates been with, hey, like, you might have to take a breather during practice or even during a game just because your asthma's out of whack?
Yeah, they're very understanding. I think majority of them see that look in my eye, and they're like, where's your inhaler? Like, they know off the bat, where's your inhaler?
I've seen that at practice. Yeah.
Like, go get your inhaler. Like, yeah, they know me now until it's like, once I give them that look, like, they're like, get her a sub. She needs her inhaler. Yeah.
That's good to know that a coach. Yeah. And I saw that last year.
Yeah.
A few times, I'll kind of chill at practice, mm-hmm. bring my laptop.
Yeah.
You know, just sit around while you guys are running around. And, mm-hmm. and there were a few times where I'd see, you know, coaches say, hey, Janiyah, come here. Yeah, sit down for a sec,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
Janiyah, you are homegrown in that you're from the state of Illinois, from Danville.
Mm-hmm.
I know nothing about Danville. Tell me about Danville.
Danville is a small place. Really, we have the Danville Area Community College over there. It's very small. Like, you probably wouldn't visit there unless you're driving through. But yeah.
Or going to your house for dinner.
Yeah, for sure. Granny makes the best chicken. So yeah.
Really?
Yes.
How'd she do it?
Fries it. She fries
chicken. Okay.
Yeah, fried chicken. That's what we eat, really. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, Danville is small. Like, you won't hear much about it. Actually, a lot of people from Chicago move to Danville. So yeah, I mean, you won't hear much about Danville. Maybe sometimes, but not a lot.
Well, I hear it a lot during a season.
Yeah.
Because Janiyah Newell is from Danville, Illinois. Coming of age in Danville, I'm curious the moment when you realized that you were really, really good at basketball. Because everyone has that moment, right? Where it's like, hey, I can do this.
Yeah. I would say middle school, really. We won regionals. I was just actually starting to play with a team. You know, sometimes I just go down to the park and just shoot the ball. But I didn't realize how good I was until middle school when we actually won the championship. So, yeah. And then a couple of years later, went to high school, back-to-back state champs. It was a miracle, for real.
Back-to-back state champs, your high school, Schlarman Academy,
mm-hmm.
66 wins and 3 losses
yeah.
in back-to-back seasons. That was your junior and senior year.
Yeah, yeah.
66 and 3.
Yeah.
What did the losses feel like?
We competed with those teams. So they were like, oh, we were right there. Like, in our conference, we didn't really have much competition, but we always played up. So, like, our school, we had about 100 kids in our school. And so we were 1A, class 1A. So we would play 3A, 4A. We played a team that was nationally ranked. That was our only loss my senior year. And then we played the team my junior year that was ranked also. So, yeah, I mean, those losses, I mean, we competed. That's all that matters. We came up short, but as long as we competed, I think everything was fine.
How does it feel to win a state title?
Like, it was so unreal. Like, it was really moment, like, tears and, like, wow. Like, so what's next? Like, I think that's where everybody was like, okay. Next day, I'm out on the road going to AAU practice. So it was really no days off. It was like, boom, 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 boom. Okay, that's over with now, AAU. So it was real. Like, just coming in after we won, seeing everybody hunking at the buses and everything, and our parade, it was nice.
Tell me about the parade. I love a good parade.
It was nice. We actually did a parade, like a... I want to say a Labor Day parade, and we walked down, took pictures with everybody, threw out candy, showed off our title and everything, and it was having the city come out for that. It was very nice. It was very nice, yeah.
That was the first time you're telling me about? Was it the same the second time? Because back-to-back championships, it's like, ah, we've done this before.
Yeah, so our senior year, we actually had everybody come inside our gym, and we had pictures. Everybody taking pictures with everything. We're signing stuff, and everybody got to say the speech, how they felt about everything. It was nice seeing the community come together as one. I think that was one of the biggest things, because we're not usually people over here, people over there. Nobody really comes together in Danville unless we're doing something special.
So, and you mentioned small town.
Yeah.
Right, so everyone's close. Everyone knows each
other.
Everybody
knows each other, for sure. Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, bringing everybody together, I think that was one of the biggest impacts that we had. Like, oh, you guys going to the Schlarman game tonight? Yeah, we'll be there. It was like east side, east, west, south. They're all coming together just to see us play. It was big.
You got that first bug maybe in middle school when you were like, hey, I'm really, really good. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking about your basketball future by then, by when you're at the parade?
Wow. I didn't think I would be here. I mean, the goal was always to go to school, play basketball, yeah. But, like, being here, Division I level athlete, like, even in JUCO, I'm like, I know what it takes to get here, so why not put in the work? This is where I want to go. It was just endless working, always working, always working.
What work? Give me detail.
In the gym, majority of really my days in the gym, if it's shots, getting up shots, if it's watching film, if it's anything, like anything that has to do anything with basketball, I'm trying to learn something. Like, I'm in the gym maybe sometimes 11, 12 o'clock at night in my old high school gym at summer nights. I'm at JUCO, I'm learning the game, waking up, coach calling me, let's watch film, like just studying the game and being around the game all the time. That's how I got better.
Being around it, soaking it up, right? Immersing yourself in the game. When did you first realize that you could play Division I basketball?
I would say my freshman year, junior college. Like, I knew I wanted to get to Division I, but I didn't know if I was capable of doing it. Like, that confidence again. Like, once I was putting up playing how I knew I can play, I'm like, oh, hopefully the calls will come in. All my teammates, I played around Division I athletes. One of my friends went to Notre Dame. Another one of my friends went to Dayton. One of them went to Oakland. I'm like, I'm around it. I can play with these girls. I can play at this level. So, yeah, I mean, I always felt I can play at this level, but actually getting a call saying, oh, you want to come here? I think that was really it that did it for me.
How did it feel to debut?
Scary. It was like, whoa, I'm here now. Like, okay. Yeah, once the big lights, once they're shining, it's like, wow, like, this is real.
You dropped 18 points last year against Stephen F. Austin. Yeah. Probably the best team you played all year. I mean, that's a totally legit program, the Lady Jacks. Mm-hmm. What do you remember about that night?
I just know that it was we had a job really to, that team was good. I mean, our conference, everybody knew SFA, that was the conference UConn, basically. Really just go out and play, compete. That's all I really thought. Like, if I make a mistake, don't worry about it. The game has to keep going. Just keep playing. Keep playing. That's all I tell myself. Keep playing. No matter what happens, till you hear the buzzer, just keep playing.
How would you describe yourself as a player? Because you're someone who has a lot of skills. Mm-hmm. I mean, you run the offense, but you sort of look different on different nights. So I'm curious how you describe yourself.
Shaky. Like, sometimes I'm going up and down. Like, I can really do this. And then other times, like, what are you doing? Like, why are you doing this? What happened to sticking to this plan? I go back again and saying it's the confidence piece for me. Like, really, if I get to a level to where my confidence is up here, but sometimes my confidence could be down here because of one mistake. I always think it's in my head, really. Majority of the time, I'm in my head.
That's really interesting, Janiyah. I mean, I ask that question to a lot of people. Hey, describe yourself as a player. And usually I get descriptions of, like, LeBron James. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh, well, I'm a big bully in the post and I'll dominate everyone I play. You're telling me shaky. You're telling me about some of your confidence issues. How are you working through those?
Talking to myself, really, and just, like I said, Sam, the work. If I'm putting in this work, really, my confidence goes up. Even when I'm not working, it's like, wow, like, I see it. I see a big shift. If I didn't do something this day, if I didn't get up these shots this day, next day I'm like, this is why you should have got up your shots. So it's like, I know what I'm doing at times, and then at sometimes I do stuff just to see the results, just to see if maybe I just need to stick to my plan. So, I mean, yeah, I really do think it's confidence, Sam. But this year, my confidence is high at a high level, and I don't think anything can lower it right now.
Why is it so high?
I feel better. Like, me as a person, these nights that I put in the gym over the summer, watching the film, watching these guys play, watching Chicago Sky play, I watch all these teams play, and I'm like, they keep going. No matter how many mistakes they make, these guys, these girls, they keep going. Because obviously something in their head is telling them, keep going no matter what.
You gotta just, like, be a bully sometimes, right? Yeah. I watched last night the Jeremy Lin documentary, 38 at the Garden, on HBO. And Jeremy Lin, when he started with the Knicks, he was sleeping on the couch.
Yeah.
No one knew who he was.
Right.
He was, like, a little kid from Harvard, undrafted. He had no confidence issues, though. He just went out there, and he's crossing up Kobe Bryant, John Wall, and he just let it fly.
Yeah.
And obviously he turns into a mega sensation and ended up playing 9 years in the NBA. So there's a lot to learn from a guy like that, right? The confidence. And that's where the mental side of it comes. It seems like you're really locked in.
Yeah, for sure, Sam. I feel great about the team, about the coaching staff. I just feel great overall. Like, this year, I think this year will be a big year for us and for myself.
How's the team looking in your eyes as a senior leader?
We have a lot of work to do. We're a work in progress. I'm not going to say, oh, we have it down. We have a lot of work to do, and I think it will be done. I'm confident it will be done, for sure. We're working every day, 1% better every day, and it's good because I'm seeing the elevation each day, Sam. Like, every day, somebody new is surprising. I'm like, wow, like, this is what it's about. Like, somebody stepping up every day.
How's Coach A?
She's great. Like, really, me and her, we see eye to eye. So it's like, I'm telling her something, she's like, you're right. And I'm like, Coach, as soon as she says something, I'm like, I was thinking the same thing. So, like, we're always on the same page. I like that. Like, she's good. She pushes us. She elevates us. She makes sure we're doing the right thing. And she makes sure she's breaking everything down for us so we can see it. Not only see it, but also we can play through it. So I like her a lot.
She's spicy.
Yeah.
I like her attitude.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a really fun team.
Yeah, for sure, Sam.
Really fun team. This was Coach A's favorite question. I asked her in the Chicago Chauffeur a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you, in honor of Coach A, if you had to describe yourself using a food, what food would you use?
Can I say a candy?
Like, absolutely.
I would say
anything edible.
I would say a Sour Patch Kid.
Ooh. I gotta ask. Watermelon or normal?
The blue kind.
The blue, okay. Yes.
Sour, what? Sweet, gone. Like, because I would say my personality. Like, one day I could be sweet. The next day it's like, I'm very sour. So it's like, who am I? People ask, who am I going to get today? Like, which personality? So I don't know.
Well, I know no matter what day, it's going to be DJ Naya Nasty.
Yes, always.
Yeah. I always call you that.
Yeah.
Tell the people why.
DJ, that's, hey, if anybody needs me to DJ at their weddings, parties, I have your playlist. I can do it for you. They love me on the aux.
DJ Naya Nasty. Yes. What do you think is the next song you'll play?
I'll play Summer Walker, really. You know who Summer Walker is?
No.
Oh, look up Summer Walker. Just play Playing Games. And then.
Summer Walker.
Yes, Summer Walker.
I follow DJ Naya Nasty.
Yes.
So, Summer Walker it is.
Yes.
DJ, Janaya, Ms. Newell, thank you for coming on the pod. It's been awesome to catch up with you. I'm excited to watch you ball this year. Really.
Thank you so much, Sam. Thank you.
Hey, Sam back here in the studio. Big thanks to Janaya for hopping on the pod. And as always, a big thanks to you. Remember, you can subscribe right here on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you're listening. And make sure you're following at Shy State Cougars on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Really appreciate you joining for the Shy State Pod. We got basketball coming in hot as volleyball, soccer, tennis, golf, cross country all in season and winding through the fall. I'm Sam Brief. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. This has been the Shy State Pod. Adios.